भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय We are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter number 16. The Lord's attempt to go to Vrindavan, text number 119. Chitrupala Nadiyasi Ghate Kailasnana Mahishi Shakala Dekhikaraye Pranama. Translation, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the bank of river Chitrupala to take his bath, all the queens and ladies of the palace offered their obeisances to him. Prabhura darsane sabe haila prema maya krishna krishna kahe netra ashru varishaya. Upon seeing the Lord, they all felt themselves overwhelmed with the love of Godhead and tears pouring from their eyes. They began to chant the holy name Krishna Krishna. Emana kripalu nahi suni tribhuvane Krishna prema haya yandra dura darshane. There is no one as merciful as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu within all three worlds. Simply by seeing him from a distance, one is overwhelmed with love of Godhead. Naukate chadiya prabhu haila nadi para jyotsanavati ratre chali aila chaturdwara. The Lord then got into the new boat and crossed the river. Walking in the full moonlight, he finally reached the town known as Chaturdwara. Ratriya taha rahi parte snana kartya kaila hena kale jagannathira mahaprasadaila. The Lord spent the night there and in the morning took his bath. At that time, remnants of Lord Jagannath would arrive. Rajara agyaya padicha pathaya dine dine bahuta prasada pathaya diya bahujane. Following the king's order, the superintendent of the temple sent large quantity of prasad every day. And it was carried by many persons. Swagana sahite prabhura prasada angikari uthiya chaliya prabhu bali hari hari. Accepting the prasad, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stood up and started to go, chanting the holy name Hari Hari. Ramananda Mardaraja, Sri Harishchandra, Sange Seva Karichale E Tina Jana. Ramananda Rai, Mardaraja, and Sri Harishchandra always went with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and rendered various services. Prabhu Sange Puri Gosain, Swarupa Damodara, Jagadananda Mukunda Govinda Kashishwara Haridasa Thakur Ara Pandita Vakreshwara Gopinathacharya Ara Pandita Damodara Ramai Nandai Ara Bahu Bhaktagana Pradhana Kalhilum Swabarak Paramananda Puri Goswami Swarup Damodara Jagananda Mukunda Govinda Kashishwara Harish Das Thakur Vakreshwar Pandit Gopinath Acharya Damodar Pandit Ramai Nandai and all other devotees accompanied the Lord. I have mentioned only the chief devotees. No one can describe the total number. గదాధర పండితి సంగేతే చలిల క్షేత్ర సన్యాస నా చదియా ప్రభు అనిషేధారి. వెన్ గదాధర్ పండిట్ స్టార్టెడ్ టు గో విత్ ద లోర్డ్, హీ వాస్ ఫోర్బిడన్ టు కమ్ అండ్ హీ వాస్ ఆస్క్డ్ నాట్ టు గివ్ అప్ ద వావ్ ఆఫ్ క్షేత్ర సన్యాస్ పర్పట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేసెస్ భక్తి విదాన్ స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద. వెన్ వన్ టేక్స్ క్షేత్ర సన్యాస్ హీ లీవ్స్ హిస్ హౌస్ హోల్డ్ లైఫ్ అండ్ గోస్ టు ఎ ప్లేస్ ఆఫ్ పిల్గ్రిమేజ్ డివోటెడ్ టు ద లోర్డ్ విష్ణు. Such places including Purushottam, that is Jagannath Puri, Navadip Dham and Mathura Dham. The Kshetra Sanyasi lives in these places along with his family. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur considers a Kshetra Sanyas to be the preferable Vanaprastha situation in this age of Kali. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya lived in this way. And he has been called a Kshetra Sanyasi, that is a Sanyasi living in Jagannath Puri. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militanjena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadata Mahyam Dadati Svapadantikam వందేహం శ్రీగరు శ్రీజుతాపకమలం శ్రీగరుం వైష్ణవాంశ శ్రీరూపం సాగజాతం సహగనా రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సుజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనసహితం కృష్ణచైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగనా లలిత శ్రీవిశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్యేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. నమః ఓం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణపృష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతీదేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణే జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. గదాధర పండిత యబే సంగేతి చలిల క్షేత్ర సన్యాసన చాదియా ప్రభు నిషేధిల. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed, especially Gadadhar Pandit, not to leave Jagannath Puri Kshetra. Kshetra Sanyas is a renunciate life within the tract of the land. Generally, it is a holy place of pilgrimage. Kshetra sannyas is also very important because such sannyasis who are purified, they keep on maintaining the purity of the kshetra. Therefore, their requirement is there that they should not leave. When we see there are several stages which are comparable to Kshetra Sanyas, but in ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada instituted the third stage, that is Paribrajakacharya directly. So the requirement is that one should not remain a Kshetra Sanyasi, rather he should travel and preach. Prabhupada Sanyas means travel and preach. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's
order. So that becomes a very stern and a definite qualification that one must leave the kshetra. Of course, he can visit kshetra, but one must leave and travel and preach. There is no other alternative in ISKCON. Many devotees were applying for kshetra sannyas, and they have been rejected. The idea being that Srila Prabhupada's mood and mission has to be taken into consideration. To spread Krishna consciousness, everybody is required, but sannyasis do not have any restrictions. Nobody can confine a sannyasi. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shows by his example, but he tells Gadadhar Pandit not to leave. Gadadhar Pandit and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has very intimate attachment on the bhavas. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understands that importance of the kshetra has been very much required. Generally, when he was in the Puri Dham, the attraction to the Puri Dham, importance of the deity of Tota Gopinath, and other deities that there are under care of Gadadhar Pandit was very important to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Attachment in kshetra sannyas is there. Attachment in the kshetra sannyas is there. But detachment in Parivrajakacharya is there. Kshetra sannyas is important if one becomes disabled, but he keeps on preaching, he cannot travel much, then it can be instituted. But there were certain candidates who were, from the very beginning, such place and helping them to develop the entire kshetra, which is becoming place of pilgrimage. So need to keep the purity of the pilgrimage, kshetra sannyasis necessary. But in the sense that the vanaprasthas are also supposed to be attached to the kshetra. Vanaprasthas are going for the pilgrimage, but they may or may not choose to continue preaching. They are also like kshetra sannyasis, but in the same respect, a grahastha brahmachari is also living in the kshetra. So there are multiple level of the watch keeper to keep the sanctity of the kshetra. The kshetra sannyas was essential. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed by his example of Parivrajakacharya and Bhaktisiddhanta instituted that. But after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, nobody took sannyas. Rather, they became Babaji, means they are like kshetra sannyasis. Babajis are kshetra sannyasis. But the idea is that they are attached to the dham for the purpose of keeping the purity of the dham. No other. In Radhakund today we see so many Babajis are becoming attached to the dham, but they do not preach. Or that is for their own nirjan bhajan. But Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj does not approve that. Nirjan Bhajan is like a kaitav, cheating. Dustamana to Kisera Vaishnava. So there is a specific mood and mission involved in giving the order for Gadadhar Pandit. But Srila Prabhupada continued in the footsteps of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj and avoided sannyas for preaching purpose only. Otherwise, in Kali Yuga, the Shastra is forbidding. Are we violating the Shastric injunctions? Are we violating Shastric injunctions? Five things are to be forbidden, right? Gavavalambam ashwamedham, gavavalambam devarena sutapatti sannyasam paitrupalakam devarena sutapatti panchachara. So even to respect the forefathers, people do not do, because they consume something unofferable, like meat, fish, eggs. So how can you do in Kali Yuga when everything is so polluted? So to keep the sanctity, all these rules are there. But sannyas is forbidden in the sense that sannyas was allowed up to Treta Yuga. Satya Yuga, Dwapara and Treta Yuga. Sannyas was the perfection because it was the fourth purushartha for moksha. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Only four purusharthas were there. Right? And to moksha is for liberation, but that becomes the target for every sane human being who is trying to progress spiritually. They anticipate that we need to get mukti from repeated birth and death. So this is pretty important, that according to time, place and circumstances, just to keep the method of preaching the holy name and enthuse the devotees, sannyasis are required, but they are not violating the Shastric injunction that they are targeting only for moksha. The sannyas was offered for up to mukti, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us the fifth function to be achieved within this lifetime. The prema pumartha maha, panchama purushartha. So for the purpose of carrying out the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, you know, took sannyas, because sannyas was respected in Mayavad Sampradaya. Alright? They carried on. But they their ultimate aim was to become one with God. And they say that such high profile stature in the Varnashram system, sannyas is very important. Because you become not only liberated, but you become Narayan yourself. That's the Mayavad. So they were taking, and they were respected, because people think by the natural, what we call traditional ways, that sannyas is the highest order in four ashrams. So, if the order is there, but exemption is there simultaneously, then we have to consider. exemptions are for purpose of, you know, carrying out the functions of dharma. That is not breaking the rule. The purpose of, say, preaching movement should continue. And therefore, by all the deliberations of our producer Acharya, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, reinstituted sannyas. Actually, in Vaishnava, they never heard of a sannyasi. A Vaishnava can be a sannyasi. Really. The caste gosains and others, they are there, and the gosains, they do not care for anything, but they attach Goswami titles, not Swami titles, but Goswami titles, because they can interpret so many different ways. Goswami means he is the owner of so many cows. But the internal meaning is that he must be controlling his senses. He is the master of his senses. So this process of trying to gain the favor and prestige from the general people, these methods have been applied. But Prabhupada taught us it is for preaching. And therefore Parivrajakacharya was the immediate application, rather than go to the Kutichak, Bahudak, Parivrajakacharya and Paramahamsa, four stages. The importance is to preach. This is a worldwide movement. And sannyasis are not special class of people. Of course, everybody is supposed to refrain from four sinful pillars, right from brahmachari to every level. But the position of the sannyasi is a preacher, that he must travel and preach and spread Krishna consciousness. He should give shelter and compassion to the fallen conditions. These are not lofty ideals, but at the same time, importance is to make a tangible progress in spreading out the movement. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order. Order is there for everyone. But the most beneficial and productive aspect of our propagation is sannyasashram. So this is not a controversy, that even though it is forbidden, why we are getting into this. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving Kshetra sannyas, which is equivalent to Gadadhar Pandit, the word sannyas, if you see by etymology, sat-nyas. Sat means for the eternal absolute truth. Sat means come. Nyas means to connect. For the purpose of connecting ourselves to the absolute truth, that vow is a sannyas. You must become confident that you will cross over the materials, the ocean of material suffering. You must be confident. At the same time, it is not only up to the liberation that is crossing over the ocean of material suffering, but to enter into eternal relationship with Lord Krishna in service to him as a sold-out servant. So these are the implications that have been already considered in Srila Prabhupada's teachings, and we come across. One should not get into the artificial so-called kshatra sannyas. Prabhupada doesn't like it. It's like a Babaji mentality, and it should be avoided. Even if we see Dhritarashtra, when he was chastised by Vidur, he immediately gave up his dependency on Yudhishthira Maharaj. And he came to his senses and went in the jungle along with Gandhar. This is not Vanaprastha, but at the same time, they were engaged in connecting themselves in tapascharya with the Absolute Truth and cultivating the surrendering mood. So again, that the fire of devotional service, or fire of the knowledge about the Absolute Truth, they were able to consume themselves. So, this is the function in the later stage, that is the Vanaprastha. So, up to Vanaprastha, it becomes a common instructions that they may live within their home or within their town even. Which is equivalent to a superimposing Bahudak, no, Kutichak state. Kutichak state of the first order of sannyas. That the person does not leave his, town. He leaves the home, but does not leave the town. And the family members come and supply him prasad. He goes towards the outskirts of the town, makes a little home for him, kutia, and then what about the food? He depends still for his physical maintenance from the family members. So naturally, when we compare, it's almost identical, that a person in almost renounced mentality stays within the home, but at the same time cultivating the detachment and concentrating on the Supreme Personality of God. That is Vanaprastha. He engages his wife along with him, goes even in on pilgrimage, but comes back. Unless and until the man is ordered to take sannyas, he leaves the wife with his grown-up sons, and then he can say bye-bye. But the idea is that all these are corresponding status, and they are still valid. But for a self-person, a person to develop a sannyas mentality by himself is condemned in Kali Yuga. That is not allowed. A person cannot take a sannyas by simply he has a desire to take sannyas. He must be blessed by the spiritual master, even God brothers. So that system is still valid. Just like you have all promoted Pran Govinda Prabhu and give a 10-man committee to pass through his primary qualifications. So, Prabhupada's order is for not kshatra sannyas, but paribrajakacharya. So this is the first and foremost principle He has to travel and preach. Travel and preach. He can come back and preach. Travel and preach. Everything is there. So, this is something in relation to Kshetra Sannyas that Gadadhar Pandit was told by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Prabhupada tells that for Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Bhaktivinoda Thakur considers Kshetra Sannyas to be preferable Vanaprastha situation in this age of Kali. So Vanaprastha is equivalent to Kshetra Sannyas. Because there is no need to take sannyas unless and until one has to go and preach all over the world. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya lived in this way. And he has been called a Kshetra Sannyasi, that is, a sannyasi living in Jagannathpur. So, this makes clear that even though in our system Kshetra Sannyas is not there, but those who are confined only to one particular region and just to simply keep the purity of the Dham Kshetra, Kshetra Sannyas is required. Because they themselves are purified so they can keep the sanctity of the Dham. Tirthim kurvanti tirthani. Those who are purified souls, they make residence, they make their situation in that Kshetra particularly. They keep the purity of the spiritual, importance of the place. Otherwise, people they are coming. Tirtha generally means where there is flowing water or a big reservoir of water. Because basically water is purifying agent, right? It purifies our external as well as if it is connected with Lord Sri Krishna's pastimes or some particular importance in the Vedic way, as for example, establishment of the big metropolis like Bhrigu Kutch. We were talking about Bhrigu Kutch, that is today's modern Bharuch in Gujarat state. It was the place where Narmada flows, but at the same time it was very important that Bali Maharaj made this sacrifice to Vamandev. There are so many correlations with the great sages and the pastimes of the Lord. So it becomes a place of meditation upon those pastimes. So those who are inclined in that particular line of or lineage of tutelage, they prefer such places to go. Haridwar. Actually, Haridwar is not a place where Lord performed any pastime. But it has been gateway where the Ganges start flowing on a plain. Otherwise, it is coming from the mountains. So, the great rishis and everybody selected that particular place for their meditation. Because it is Ganges itself, the presence of Ganges itself was a purifying internal and external conditions of the person. So, moreover, there is little significance that a drop of nectar fell in Haridwar also when Jayant, the son of Indra, was running away with the pot of nectar in Mohini Murthy avatar. So one drop fell there too. That, therefore, it became a kumbh. Means the mela will be also happening every 12 year there. There are four places in India where kumbh is continued every 12 year, Mahakumbh. So the idea is that some agency should be there for continual purification. Either the devotees themselves or great saints and who are meditating on the Supreme Lord, and they reside. It is their inclination, because otherwise who will keep the sanctity of the place? That is the idea. So, such Kshetra Sannyas was valid, but it is equivalent to our Vanaprastha and our ISKCON. Gadadhar Pandit desired to go with the Lord, but he said, no, you stay behind. So he was asked not to give up the vow of Kshetra Sannyas. It means a sannyasi also takes a vow. I will not leave this place. So anybody has any question? Yes.
That even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the time of taking sannyas, he quoted that Abhanti Brahmana's verse, Etan Shastaya Paratmanistam Adhashitam Purvatame Maharshivi Aham Tarishami Durantaparam Tamo Mukunda Angri Nishevaya. So you explained also very nicely that, but when I break down these verse, that they have a determination, they take a vow to cross this insurmountable ocean of nations, and they take the process as it is recommended and practiced by the previous acharyas, that he will cross this ocean by engage themselves into the devotional service to the lotus feet of the Mukunda. I see many devotees in ISKCON, including mothers, even in Alachua, they also fit into that category.
Yes.
So why there's a separate, particular that ISKCON sannyasi should be like this? But this definition, it gives like almost Mother Nanda, Akuti, Madhumati, Mother Agatmika, they all fit into that category.
Absolutely, I told you that in the grahastha level, they are like grahastha brahmacharis. That's non-different. But at the same time, the vanaprasthas are also non-different. The cultivation is almost at the same level. But one who, by the nature, say physical nature, Prabhupada would comment in ideal grahastha life of Kardamuni and Devahuti, you know, that they accept the physical limitations. Prabhupada said, our ladies do not ever think that I would like to go to Japan like Prabhupada and preach. No. The Shastra says, Grihe Narim Varjayet. Just leave them because they need protection. The Mayavadis, they become sadhvis and they enter into politics. They are not even sannyasis, but they wear sannyasini dress. And they create havoc. Prabhupada doesn't institute that part. So, Parivrajakacharya is the main function of this sannyasa. Otherwise, Prabhupada would have trained, like in Ramanuja Sampradaya, on the four stages, gradually and then get him into sannyasa. Yes, yes, they do that. Prabhupada's mercy, he put up directly on the third stage. Whether you are qualified or not, get out and preach. That is the way. Enjoy, Prabhu. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. So, the first and the second stage, even though they don't have to explicitly take the sannyas, because as you are mentioning, they're as good as sannyasis, because they are staying within the designated region and then preaching. Is that right? That's why Prabhupada gave importance to the third stage where they have to go.
Even Krishna says in the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, when Arjuna is asking about the sannyas, the idea of sannyas is that constant thinking, 24 hours engagement and connection with Krishna, you know. So whether you do this way or that way, unless and until proper engagement is there, how it will be fructified? For grahastha, proper engagement is to raise, because they have the function of raising the children even in Krishna consciousness, which consumes most of their life. Right? Panchodham vanam gacha, then the stage of vanaprastha is come. But that's enough in Kali Yuga. That artificial, there is no compulsion of becoming a sannyasi. And you don't see sannyas except in Mayavada. Vaishnava sannyas was hardly heard. But it has been started just, about 100 years back. In our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya.
But in Ramanujacharya's Sri Vaishnava.
That has been going on, but they go with the same Dwapar Yuga methodology of Kutichak, Bahudak, Parivrajakacharya and Paramahamsa. They have to. But those two stages are training stages. A person is supposed to be detached. How can he be detached? Oh, okay, don't be attached to the house. Go and stay somewhere else alone and meditate. We will come and feed you. So it's curtailing, certain activities that might engage them in with attachment. They have to learn detachment. So these are learning stages, initial stages. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you so much. I was thinking of another person who wanted to go with Lord Chaitanya but was told to stay home. Was that Brahmana from Kurma, the village of Kurma?
Yes.
So he told him, don't talk like a crazy fellow, but just stay where you are, and whoever you meet, you tell them about Krishna. So I was thinking that, like, those of us who stay in one place can still make the advancement like what you were describing, but not in sannyas way. Could you talk like that?
There was the instruction. That was not enough. Jare reto tariko Krishna Upadesh, Amara Jai Guru Vaiyata Vaidesh. And then the next verse is more important. Koguna Badiye Tumai Vishay Taranga Punarati Ei Thai Pavemo Sangha. If you do this, Mahaprabhu say, then you will meet me. You will be always with me. You will never have to worry. So we have to not only stay in a place, we have to preach.
The full what you call the sandarbha and connection is continued even after the order. The purpose will be revealed and the result will be also revealed. So preposition, you know, is there, then proposal comes, then in the predicate, the result of the intention is declared. So we have to take the full connotation, not part. And yes,
Maharaja, thank you so much for your explanations. I was wondering if you could explain further what is the purpose or the accomplishment by traveling. I understand the preaching, but there must be some detachment or other further realization.
Like traveling teaches us to depend upon Mother Nature. You know. But there are so many avenues that we can keep on going. But traveling is important. Vraja to progress. Vrajadham is also one has to walk. Walking is the main business. Jiva is sarvatraga, therefore we have to start going. But don't loiter here and there. Take up the process which is assuring you to go back home. But we must go. It is swabhava of the jiva. You can't remain at one place. For security and protection, you know, and the functionality, you can accept a particular place. But jiva is sarvatraga. He has a habit to go everywhere. If not Nivrindavan, Alacho is there. Like that. Go. We have come all the way from there. Yes,
Maharaj. Wasn't so much detailed, but I was wondering if you could speak on another aspect of this lila. That is that Gadadhar was going to experience these intense separation from the Lord as like a higher mellow.
Only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knows the mind and the mood of Gadadhar Pandit. Because their interaction is on the Radha Tattva. So how can we enter into that?
Next few slokas are explained.
Afterwards?
Yeah.
Or that you do it.
If you want.
But I stopped where the purpose came. That's the rule. You didn't tell me in advance so I could have prepared it.
Sorry.
Yes, Pushkar Mahajan.
Kirtananda told me when he took sannyas from Prabhupada. Kirtananda, Prabhupada said, sannyas means when you're tired of a place, you just go.
But that's what, you know, to make it harm, Vrindavan, just like that tradition, that's Prabhupada's idea. But where is Vrindavan atmosphere? Simply by asserting and repeating, oh, there's no difference between New Vrindavan and Vrindavan, India. You know, I was a little bit perplexed. But at the same time, some sacrifice was needed, he gave, fine. But Vrindavan is a place where no enmity, no envious nature is ever existing. What do you think? No envious nature.
No goodness.
Huh?
No good.
No.
No,
that is not envious.
No, they're excited.
One that pleases Lord Krishna is not envious.
But Prabhupada said, if you come to Vrindavan,
please speak in the mic to both
the
people.
Relax.
Prabhupada said, if you go to Vrindavan to arrange Vishaya Bhog, then you're far from Vrindavan.
Oh, that's correct. Within Vrindavan, what is becoming? And simply looting. Prabhupada was very angry to interact with the locals as far as money is concerned. And we remember when Juhu Temple was under construction and Prabhupada had his office there, he said, Bombay is my office. But he would conduct all the accounts and other things as far as the money dealings himself. So one time some devotees came with a bill and it was from some Mukutwala in Vrindavan. And he said, why are you giving me this bill? And by the way, who is going there? These people are rascals. They cheat. They make money. I'm not supposed to pay them. What are our ladies doing? Really? That's written there. Prabhupada was so furious. I'm not paying them a penny. And the bill was hardly 3,000 rupees or something at that time. But we made everything, you know, in Vrindavan bookies. We jacked up the price of real estate. We jacked up the price, allowed them to do jacking price every year after year. The price will keep on increasing unlimitedly. What we were getting, the outfits of Gornita in 40 rupees, you don't get in 4,000 rupees now.
But that's not just his fault, that's the old.
Whatever it is. ISKCON is like a desire tree, fulfills desire every day, including them. That's why they keep photograph of Srila Prabhupada in their shops. Yeah. Swamiji belongs to us. No, they say, we know him before you came.
Maharaj, I was thinking like,
that's a nice, interesting point Pushkar Prabhu brought, man. Prabhupada could surely read the heart of that soul that coming. So when one of your god brother told him that I want sannyas, because the Prabhupada asked why, said, because I can't get along with my god brother. Everybody knows about it, Panchadari. But good thing is, he's still sannyasi. But that's not the qualification in sannyas ministry. These are the questions like, if you come or you cannot get along, nope, don't apply even, like all these questions. But Prabhupada gave him sannyas because he could not get along with his god brothers.
Prabhupada can give, we cannot give. Prabhupada did not order us to give like that. Anybody who comes, wants sannyas, no.
Maharaj, I have one question.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it is in Sri Sampradaya, but it said that a sea shouldn't cross the ocean. It should. So, what is the significance of that? Do you know? Like, I don't know if it is in Sri, one of the Vaishnava Sampradayas, it is said that a sannyasi shouldn't cross the ocean. What is it?
Because there is a shastric injunction that if you do not have a friend overseas, don't go. But when Indians are there overseas, why not sannyasis go and preach? Prabhupada was the one. We had a good friend long time back, and he was a Shankaracharya of Sharda Pit. His name is Swami Satyamitrananda Giri. And when I was young, I came in contact with him, he also came to Nivrindavan. But when he came to Nivrindavan, Jai Murari Swami and myself, we are sitting here, and that photograph is there. But he was ostracized, crossing the ocean. And he was taken out from the board of this Sharda Pitch. He was no more a Shankaracharya.
It happened to the mother. Swami's
assistant. Yes, he went.
He was asked to
tell. Right. Because he was inspired by ISKCON, and they ostracized him. Therefore, Pejavar Swami, one time we went with Radhanath Swami to invite him for inauguration of this second conference of science and religion. So he was supposed to come to Mumbai, so we went to his mutt. He was so appreciative. Only ISKCON can do this, to preach all over the world. We can't. He admitted, our hands are tied. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could have crossed the ocean. It was not difficult for him, but he didn't want to stir the system, because he also took sannyas from Bharati clan of sannyas.
You know, this question was asked to Prabhupada by one of his god brother at the time. I prefer not to mention his name. So when Prabhupada heard it, he told to Achyutananda Prabhu, he told us the story, it's in his book. Prabhupada said, yes, Mahaprabhu could have done preaching all over the world, but he kept that credit for me, so I went.
Thank you very much, Prabhupada.